You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can listen to my show, The Conservative Circus, on 550 KFYI out of Phoenix, 790 KNST out of Tucson, or on the free iHeartRadio app. We have a genius in our midst. I'm talking about Elon Musk. Elon Musk may... We may have to credit him, God willing, with saving the republic. Elon Musk. I would put him on a par with Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin. He is a great inventor. And if you didn't catch the incredible event that took place just a few days ago, you missed it. It's all over the internet, though. You can see it. They launched a capsule into space, and then the rocket, instead of falling into the ocean, as they all used to do, this thing guided itself right back to the launching pad and fell into the arms like two chopsticks that were waiting for it. And there was a crowd there, because the crowd understood that this is a first. This is huge. This had never been done before. Shoot a rocket up in space and the booster comes back and lands on the landing pad. That's crazy. But it's just the latest step in Elon Musk, his mission to put a man on Mars. He plans on putting a man on Mars in our lifetime. That's huge. You know, back in the day when NASA would send people up into space, send man to the moon, people would be huddled around the TV set. Just all in awe. After a while, it became kind of routine. This is not routine. What Elon Musk has been able to do with SpaceX, what he's been able to do with Starlink, what he's been able to do with Tesla, is just monumental. This man. And you know what? He used to be a darling of the left. Oh, they loved Elon. They loved their electric car. Oh, my goodness. During the Ukraine war, when Ukraine was getting its telecommunications knocked out, what did Elon Musk do? Just a few pushes of a button, and he navigated the Starlink satellite system over Ukraine so that they could talk to each other, so they could communicate, so that they can plan, fight back. We've got two astronauts, as I speak, that are stuck in space. NASA sent them up there, and they can't get them back down. Can you believe that? It's sort of like Gilligan's Island. They're supposed to be going on like a 3-hour tour or something like that. And boom, they're stuck for what? Months. NASA said, we can't get you back right away. It's going to have to be late into next year. Really? They can't ask the Russians to go get them, right? Because, you know, right now we're in a proxy war with Russia. China's not going to go up there. I don't know if China can do that yet. NASA can't go. Hey, Elon, can you go get our astronauts? Sure, buddy. Elon Musk, he is poised to become the first trillionaire in history. Trillion with a T. Elon Musk is an immigrant. He immigrated from South Africa. He's an African American in the truest form. The left should love him. But they don't. They hate him. Why? Because Elon Musk bought Twitter. And once he bought Twitter, he exposed the fact that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they were tools of the deep state. That the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies, intelligence agencies, was using social media to manipulate the people. They use social media to crush the Hunter laptop story. Said it was Russian disinformation. You had over 50 intelligence officers sign off on that. They lied. The New York Times capitulated. The Washington Post capitulated. The news agencies capitulated. And Joe Biden got elected. Elon Musk saw this. He saw Twitter deplatform Donald Trump. Social media deplatformed a president. And people are like, hey, you know what? They deserve to because Trump was spreading misinformation. Holy 1984. Holy brave new world. Freedom of speech was almost non-existent until Elon Musk bought Twitter, cleaned it out, changed their name to X. And now X is a portal of free information. Not totally, but more so than anything else out there. I will be honest with you. I don't get my information. When I show prep, I don't go to ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, or half of Fox. I go to X and get it raw. Then I have to check, you know, and cross-check it to make sure that it's viable. But they're the ones that are, you know, producing raw, real information. And there's some other foreign press that are still real. But the American press, 99% of it, fake news. You can go to Newsmax. But still, it's most of the news right now is getting their stories from X. And because of that, you have the mainstream media, you have the Democrats, you have the Biden administration and half the Republican Party hate Elon Musk. They hate him. He's an enemy of the state. They want to shut him down. To hell with Tesla. To hell with those astronauts who are lost or trapped in space. Collateral damage. They want to shut Elon Musk down. And the biggest crime, Elon, the biggest crime is when he denounced the Democrat Party and put on the red MAGA hat. Oh my gosh, he was at a recent Trump rally in Pennsylvania where they tried to assassinate Trump. Look at these Democrats that have jumped ship over censorship. Tulsi Gabbard jumped ship. RFK Jr. jumped ship. RFK Jr. We're talking about Camelot. The Kennedys jumped ship. The Democrats used to say, you know what? I may disagree with what you said, but I'll die for your right to say it. That has flipped. They are now statists. They're Marxists. They're communists. They want to control information, and they're not shy about it. Nika Brzezinski out there, it's our job to tell you what to think. The president is circumventing that. We can't have that. Elon Musk is a hero. Do you realize that if Elon Musk had not purchased X, it would be dang near impossible for Trump to make the traction that he's made? If Elon Musk had not purchased X, you have a lot of conservative influencers that would have no outlet. Notice I didn't mention TikTok. TikTok is not controlled by our government. It's controlled, we're told, by the Chinese. But so many people use TikTok. So many people earn a living off TikTok, even though you had the Democrats and Republicans come together and bluster, we must do something about this Chinese social media. They didn't do jack. Biden has a TikTok account. There is something crazy going on. They are really going after Elon Musk. They're going after SpaceX in the same week that they do something that has never been done before. Shoot a booster rocket into space and then have it land on the very platform it took off from. Now you have the state of California that's not allowing Elon Musk to blow off any more rockets from their state. Why? What could possibly be their reasoning? Well, it's going to blow you away. Maybe it won't. We've become so politicized. We'll talk about that coming up next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard 6 to 10 every morning AZ time on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's in Phoenix and Tucson, the biggest conservative talk in Arizona. Every year when Apple releases the new iPhone, the big carriers play the same old game. Sign your life away for the next 2 years and get a free iPhone. Stop. Don't fall for that. With Pure Talk, you can get great savings on the new iPhone 16, and you can still get an affordable data plan that fits your needs on America's most dependable 5G network. Now, how would I know? Because Jesse told me so. He has a new iPhone 16 from Pure Talk. Bottom line, stop falling into the same traps and overpaying for your data you will never use. Listen to this with Pure Talk. For just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, plus mobile hotspot. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract, no activation fee. You could even keep your phone and your number. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk. We are talking about the genius of Elon Musk. A man who's driven. He's driven by his failures. Do you know how many times they screwed up before they were able to shoot, you know, that capsule in the space and bring the booster rocket right back down to the launching pad? He's not like other people. He also is an immigrant. He is here from South Africa. He is a genius. Right now, our federal government is in need of him. When we had Hurricane Helene just rip up the Southeast, the government didn't get in there. As far as, did the government ever make it in there? I don't know that they did. You had Elon Musk, you know, at the bequest of Donald Trump, take Starlink over that area so they could communicate with each other. The government didn't do that. The Biden administration, Kamala Harris, didn't ask Elon to do that. Trump did, and it happened. So why is it that the government has the long knives out for Elon? They told him over there at the California Coastal Commission that he couldn't blow off any more rockets in California. Oh, they tried to say that it was, you know, because of environmental concerns. They're afraid, you know, that the blast, you know, from the rockets would probably, you know, make all those hypodermic needles that, you know, fly up to the homeless are leaving all around the place. They're afraid that, you know, it may, you know, scatter the shanty towns. But no. You had Mike Wilson. He's part of the California Coastal Commission. You had Mike Wilson out there just straight up lying. Saying that, you know, well, this doesn't have anything to do with the mixing science, you know, with the, you know, politics. But it's sort of like mixing science with politics. This is the world that we live in. If you are a great entrepreneur, if you're a brilliant businessman and you enter into politics and you're not on the right team, you have to be destroyed.
We are talking about SpaceX in this. And I will say, and I just want to put it out there, you know, as a person in this process, in as was mentioned earlier today, we're an appointed body. There's the politics and policy and science that they mix in these spaces.
Oh.
It's real.
It mixes. Sort of like how Bill Nye, the science guy, isn't really, you know, a scientist, but they just use him because he's good on TV. He plays a weather expert on TV. Is that political? Here you have a true scientist. Oh, but yeah, but Elon Musk is not doing it. He has engineers. Yeah, he has engineers and scientists around him that are executing his vision. So, yeah, so politically, you know, he's a problem for you. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
This company is owned by the richest person in the world with direct control over what could be the most extensive global communication system on the planet.
He built it.
And just last week, that person was speaking about political retribution.
Oh,
on
there it is.
National stage. And it was very glib. Mm-hmm. But yet he was standing next to a person, a candidate, that openly promotes and is working to normalize that language. And we have to push back against that.
Wow. We have to push back against it. He is openly, you know, he's speaking MAGA. Trump speak. This guy was on stage with Trump last week. This cannot be allowed.
Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims.
What in the world does this have to do with the California Coastal Commission? That he's skipping around the country. These people have lost their mind. This is fascism. This is totalitarianism. This is the very thing that Charlemagne the God and Kamala Harris are worried about. It's right here. This is lawfare. They used it against Trump. Now they're trying to use it against Elon Musk.
But here we're dealing with a company that is the head of which has aggressively injected himself into the presidential race and made it clear what his point of view is.
Well, okay, what about who was the head of Facebook over there, Zuckerberg? Did Zuckerberg insert himself into politics? Are you kidding? What about Google? What about Apple, Tim Cook's? Again, if you're not in the right club, if you're not, a Democrat, a liberal, a progressive, then you're a danger. You're a threat. These people are sitting on the California Coastal Commission, totally politicized. We've got some new information about Tim Walz. Fast and Safe Belts, the co-author of Stolen Valor, will be on the Jesse Kelly Show coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk Vitality Stack for over 2 years now. And, well, he says that he could just beat me down if he had to. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at chok.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life, or call or text 50 Chalk 3000 now and say Jesse sent you. That's 50 Chalk 3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you.
From cowardice in the military to unchecked government overreach, a new book, Stolen Valor, The Military Fraud and Government Failures of Tim Walz, exposes the shocking truth behind the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's carefully crafted public image and his ongoing efforts to introduce Marxism to America. Now, my friends, this is a hard-hitting investigation, and the authors unravel the lies, the misrepresentations that have propped up Walz's political career. It not only gets into the stolen valor, but it gets into a story that is out there that is gaining speed. It has legs. The deceit when it comes to this accusation that Tim Walz is a groomer. Joining us in the center ring is Aaron Brownback. Aaron, along with co-author Josh Manning, has spilled Tim Walz's tea and is going to tell us where the deceit ends. We welcome Aaron. Aaron, what you have uncovered is deadly, and I want to get it to it piece by piece. But first, let's start with the basics. Who is Tim Walz and what drives him?
Well, James, thanks for having me. So first of all, Tim Walz is many things, but one of them is he is a champion of the sexualization of children. And you can see this throughout his policies. And a lot of people listening think, oh, it's just craziness, all this stuff that's going on in the world today. It's just crazy. But it's not. It's exactly what you said. This is evidence of his Marxist agenda. A lot of times people don't realize that Marxism is the foundational theory behind communism. And Tim Walz was groomed by the Chinese Communist Party in his 30 trips there over years and years when he was a military officer. They were grooming him because that's what they do with foreign military officers, to get them to help spread Marxism to the world. And Marxism is wants everyone to have their loyalty to the state. And in order to accomplish that, what Tim Walz and others who are promoting this have to do is they have to break down two things. They have to break down the church, and they have to break down the family, because those are the two things that people will have their loyalty to other than the state. So you take all of that background, and you can see and understand in all of his policies where Tim Walz is working to sexualize children. What he's really doing is acting out his obsession with dismantling the traditional family structures and sexual norms, because that paves the way for a collectivist society. So that's just at the foundation. When you start talking about these accusations about Walz and children and their sexualization, you got to go in knowing this is his goal.
You know, we've heard some pretty salacious stuff about Walz's history of grooming. We have been hesitant to cover it until we had the facts. You have the facts, I'm told. What are they?
Well, so it has been coming out recently that students are coming forward and saying that Walz groomed them into a homosexual lifestyle, that he interacted with them physically, and there is talk about lawsuits coming forward out of that. What I can tell you is that those stories match his policies and his actions throughout the years that have encouraged children, even at a public level, to go down these paths. So everybody knows about Tampon Tim, how he insists that there's tampons starting in fourth grade in boys' bathrooms. But do you also know that he has insisted, put into law, that sexually explicit homosexual how-to books be included both in curriculum and libraries in schools, and they may not be taken out? He's created this trans refuge state in Minnesota that says any child from any state, including here in Arizona, any child looking for a chemical and surgical alteration of their body to look like the opposite sex can go to Minnesota, and they can have someone who is acting as a parent have these surgeries and chemical procedures done. If an actual parent stands in the way, they will take custody of the child to perform this. And last, he has put into law that pedophilia is a protected class in Minnesota. So when you take all of these policies that are spelled out in our book, Stolen Valor, and you look at them in light of what these students are coming forward, these now grown students are coming forward and saying, you can understand why this would mirror his behavior when he was a younger teacher.
We have Erin Brombach. She's the co-author of Stolen Valor, The Military Fraud and Government Failures of Tim Walz. Now, we know about the military fraud, the stolen valor, but what we're learning about is the sexual grooming of children. There's a reason why Tim Walz went to China over 30 times. It's because he's a Marxist and he was being trained by the Marxist government, we're being told in this new book. They were training him to actually destroy the church and to destroy the family. And our guest, Erin Brombach, is saying this is the reason why we have these sexualized laws that are anti-family and sexualizes children in Minnesota.
This is Peggy Abrams from Tucson, Arizona. I think when you use the word grooming, you are softening with the exact thing that's going on. A lot of people don't understand what grooming means, And he's not grooming them. He is sexually abusing them.
We have Erin Brombeck. Let's bring Brombeck, Ms. Brombeck back. You know, our caller, our listener, is absolutely right. He's sexually abusing kids. And if I understand this correctly, this latest controversy, this is not just one person that he took to a concert. There's a bunch of people involved in this, children involved in this, correct?
So from what I understand, there are multiple former students who have come forward and said that at 14 years of age, Tim Walz was sexually involved with them, was abusing them. So we'll see what comes out. They're saying that there's going to be a lawsuit on this. But what I can tell you for sure is that he has made pedophilia a protected class in his state. So you can see how somebody who might be inclined to be sexually involved with a child want that to not be considered abuse in the eyes of the law.
You know, Kim, given what you know about Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, is it possible the Democrat machine knew what a disaster Walz is and wanted him anyway?
I can tell you this. Walz is Kamala's dream candidate. He is more radical than she is on all of the Marxist issues. They are hand in hand when it comes to wanting to remake America in a Marxist image. As far as some of these surprises that maybe are coming out, I don't know that they knew all of them. For instance, when he was first chosen, a few days later, the lies about his stolen valor came out, and they actually changed what they had written about him on their official website. So I think some of the surprises are a surprise for everyone, but they're just part of a deal with the devil, that these things are going to come out, and he's still the dream candidate, the dream VP pick, and they are just going to stick by him throughout all of these things that are coming out.
We have Erin Brombeck, a co-author of Stolen Valor, The Military Fraud and Government Failures of Tim Walz. Erin, how does someone this radical, this Marxist, get this close to the White House?
It's a great question, James. I mean, he is potentially going to be one heartbeat away from the White House. And I think for a long time in America, you know, it's been really easy to be an American and a Christian. And here we're seeing this agenda of Marxism tearing down the church and the family structure and sexual norms in this case. Like, there is a huge push for pedophilia in our nation. And there is the potential for someone to be one heartbeat away from the White House who is pushing for pedophilia. And we have to realize that it is time to act. It is time to vote. This isn't craziness. This is strategic. This is planned. So anyone out there who's tempted to say, oh, it's just so crazy, you know, what my children are learning in school and things like that, it is not crazy. It is intentional. And it's time for us to act and take back the things that we care about, like the protection of our children.
Erin Brombeck, I want to thank you very, very much for coming on the show today. Her book, The Military Fraud and Government Failures of Tim Walz, it is, just came out. It's on Amazon right now. And in that book, not only do they talk about the stolen valor, but they get into with depth the very things that have been leaking out online, that Tim Walz has been sexually abusing kids. This is alleged. And what's behind it is Marxism, the training that he received in China.
This is James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a guest host from Phoenix, Arizona. The left are zealous for the blood of babies, going as far as supporting free abortions at the DNC. Kamala's extreme radical stance for abortion is evidenced in her running mate, as First Things reported. Tim Walz supports the right to infanticide. Infanticide is the taking of a baby's life at their birth. Insanity. The media has dubbed this as the abortion election. We have to stand up to this evil.
When you join forces with Preborn, the largest pro-life organization in the nation, you are protecting the greatest victims in our society, babies in their mother's womb. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas in the nation, and they have rescued over 300,000 babies. When a woman considering abortion searches to end her baby's life, Preborn is there. The power of the ultrasound combined with God's love doubles a baby's chance of life. One ultrasound is just $28, and five ultrasounds are $140. To donate securely, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. These stories that are bubbling up. The mainstream media, they haven't touched it yet, and they probably won't. They're going to do the same thing with this grooming story. They're going to do the same thing with the Tim Walz sexual abuse allegations, as they did with Hunter Biden's laptop. Hunter Biden's laptop is straight up evil. The things that are on that laptop are... I had a chance to see the laptop before it got buried. Actually, I saw it through a Chinese site. But the stuff on that site, on that laptop, drug use, gunplay, sexual relations with minors. Oh, it is there. Allegedly. I'll say that just to cover Jesse Kelly's show in my butt. All of the pay to play documents. The 10% for the big guy is there. And the same thing with Tim Walz. We're finding out all kinds of stuff. And because of Erin Brownback, again, she's the co-author of Stolen Valor, The Military Fraud and Government Failures of Tim Walz. It's on Amazon right now. You should pick it up because they go into how Walz was trained by Marxist China. That's communist China. That's why he's been over there like 20 or 30 times. Now it starts to make sense. It's not just that Tim Walz and his ilk are ghouls. They're communist. And the communist goal? To destroy the church and to destroy the family. And you can look at the policies and the laws in Minnesota and see just that. In that question that I asked Erin Brownback, how could somebody like this get so close to the White House? That should freak you out. Because we're not freaked out that someone like Joe Biden is in the White House. And if you saw Hunter Biden's laptop, you would know what I'm talking about. We've got Marxist communist ghouls running our country. I mean, how, in what way, shape, or form is this acceptable? We have a vice president of the United States who is actually out there bragging about how she is responsible for getting transgender surgery while they're in prison. You've got one guy who killed two people. I think they were his kids. And while he was in prison, he transitioned and Kamala Harris paid for his brand new breast assists. Oh, you don't believe me? Hear it in her own words.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need.
On what, at what level is this acceptable? Well, and now you have Kamala Harris that has expanded this program to illegal aliens. Illegal aliens and prisoners who want to go through a sex change can do it on the American taxpayers' dime. She's out there saying this. Tim Walz. Her vice president candidate is more radical than she is. Sexually grooming children, allegedly. Again, Erin Brownback, she wrote the book. She's the co-author. Stolen Valor. Information. The receipts are in the book. Continue to pray for this country. Pray that our Heavenly Father breaks the arms of the corrupt. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.